And we're keeping an eye on the investigation in Santa Fe, Texas, after last week's deadly school shooting. But today also marks 20 years since another school tragedy, well before names like Columbine, Sandy Hook, Parkland, and now Santa Fe. There was Thurston High School in Springfield, Oregon, where then 15-year-old Kip Kinkle shot and killed two classmates and injured two dozen more. Kinkle also killed his parents in their home the night before. Brian Bull from member station KLCC revisits this story, an early example of a modern-day epidemic.
Outside of the main campus of Thurston High School stands a brick and tile wall, along with benches, plaque, and trees. The Thurston Memorial features 25 white tiles symbolizing students wounded on May 21, 1998. Two black ones represent students Mikhail Nicolason and Ben Walker, who died that day. 35-year-old Tony McCown watches the students mill on and off the campus, much like he did when he went here.
I've probably been out here a half dozen times or so for different events, and there may be a half dozen other times for just my own thoughts and memories.
McCown was gunman Kip Kinkle's best friend. He wrestles with not being able to foresee the violence that came to his school. He recalls the day before when Kip was escorted off campus by Springfield police for having a .32-caliber gun in his locker. He'd bought the weapon from another classmate. Kip was released to his father that same afternoon.
Maybe there would have been another trigger, but I honestly believe if he had not been caught with that gun on that day, that we would not have had May 21st. Was he a ticking time bomb? Possibly. It's just so hard to say.
The night before the shooting, McCown talked over the phone to Kip about his pending expulsion. What McCown didn't know was that Kip had already murdered his father, Bill Kinkle, with a shot to the head with a .22-caliber rifle. Kip's mother, Faith, would be shot to death a few hours later and left in the garage. In a recorded confession with a Springfield police detective, Kinkle described hearing voices and his head not being right.
You told me that your mom gets out of the Explorer and starts up the stairs from the garage or basement, is that right?
Yes.
Do you say anything to her?
Yes, I told her I loved her.
And then you
God damn, these voices inside my head!
All right, fine. Settle down.
Kip Kinkle drove himself the next day to Thurston High. Clad in a trench coat and a 9-inch nails cap, he brought a .22-caliber rifle, two pistols, a knife, and more than 1,000 rounds of ammo. Outside the cafeteria, he shot two students, Ben Walker and Ryan Atterbury. He then entered the cafeteria and opened fire. Bettina Lynn recalls hearing popping sounds and thought some classmates had set off fireworks.
And I felt something impact me from behind in my back. At this point, I was very, very angry. Like, who's pulling a stupid prank that's putting us all in danger? I turned around, and the moment the second bullet hit my foot, I noticed the gun.
Before being tackled by a group of students, Kinkle managed to shoot one classmate, 17-year-old Mikhail Nicolason, in the head at point-blank range. The boy died on the scene. Ben Walker, the 16-year-old shot in the breezeway, would die within the day. Days later, President Clinton spoke of the tragedy in a Memorial Day address.
And my thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families. Like all Americans, I am struggling to make sense of the senseless.
A year later, Kinkle, despite previous references to voices in his head, dropped his insanity plea and pleaded guilty to 4 counts of murder and 26 counts of attempted murder. He's serving 112 years at the Oregon State Correctional Institution. Back at Thurston High, Junior Rio Samaniego says the school and community have largely forgotten about the tragedy. But he says the event spurred him to join the March for Our Lives movement.
It definitely is a driving force behind my activism. Just the fact that it happened in this community, that I know people whose lives changed that day, it scares me personally, because my life could be in danger.
And another survivor, who was almost written off as dead, managed to come off the operating table, rise to his feet, and literally reach for the stars.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And liftoff.
I'm currently working at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. We build scientific instruments for spacecraft.
Shooting survivor Tony Case lives in Massachusetts now. He's seen many of his projects launch from Cape Canaveral. Case says he doesn't dwell much on the Thurston shooting, but he does mark the occasion with those who helped him survive.
I've actually become really good friends with the surgeon and anesthesiologist that worked on me. And every May 21st, we at least send around an email between my parents, me, my doctors, all of us just sort of saying thank you to the doctors mostly for giving me a second chance at life.
As for Kip Kinkle, his defense has tried several times to get his time reduced. Earlier this month, the Oregon Supreme Court upheld his 112-year sentence, rejecting arguments that a life sentence for a juvenile violated his constitutional rights against cruel and unusual punishment. Meanwhile, Thurston High student Rio Samaniego says there will be a ceremony tonight at the memorial in Springfield, followed by a candlelight vigil at a local park. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull.